You're listening to Life Aquarian, a soul's journey through the human experience. And now, here's your host, Leanne.
Hello, everybody. It's me. It is your host, Leanne. I'm so excited to be here right now. Oh, my goodness. Not only am I live, and I haven't done a live show since, it's probably been at least 11 years, but I have someone super special to me on the line tonight. She's actually what's making all of this possible because this is the network that she runs. But I have Elizabeth Harbin here. She is my friend and also my personal psychic. So I have been, well, I've known Elizabeth since like 2011, but I'll let her introduce herself and then I will tell you how we know each other, a little bit more about our history.
Well, I am just so delighted to be here. Thank you so much for asking me to be on your first live show. This is so exciting.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it.
I know.
It really is a surreal moment for me right now.
It's been a long time. Oh, my God. It's really been 11 years.
I know. And so when I first met you, okay,
mm-hmm.
I started going through my spiritual journey. It started in 2010 is when I really started awakening. I don't remember the first thing that broke that open for me. It was probably learning about how I was an empath. I read The Secret probably, I don't know, 4 years before that, but it still didn't really take hold until 2010. That's when I decided to start Life Aquarian. This whole podcast, the whole premise is that I'm on a spiritual journey now, and I'm going to share that with people. I'm going to tell people what I'm learning, who I'm meeting, what I'm going through. That's what started it all. And I actually had an opportunity, and this is how Elizabeth and I met, had an opportunity to broadcast that show on two different internet radio stations. The first one was Illumnia, and Elizabeth,
oh,
you
yeah.
were on that station.
That's right.
We didn't actually cross paths there.
No, we did not.
And
man, I forgot all about
there,
that.
I remember, because I used to be, so I became a sound engineer, and I would help other people produce their podcasts live and edit them later and all the things. And then I left I can't even say it. I left that place, and I went on over to Spiritual Journeys Radio Network, and that is where Elizabeth and I met, and my life changed. Totally changed.
Ooh, and her life changed.
Yes.
Well, it did. It really did. That's really no joke. I mean, all of our lives changed as soon as we all went to Spiritual Journeys Radio Network. I mean, all of us
yes,
went into so many different directions.
All because of Chuck Murphy. Now, Chuck is actually the gentleman who voiced my intro. He's a very talented voiceover artist. He's been on the radio for years. He's done so many things. And he used to be, I don't know if y'all know what Kroger is, but if you're in the Dallas area, he was the voice of Kroger for many years. And it was so great. And he was my boss. And it was so crazy to go into the Kroger and be shopping and having him be like, hello, Kroger shoppers today. Oh, also, he's the voice of the original Speak and Spell as well. So, but he
That's
brought
right.
us all together. So,
That's
Chuck,
right.
I just want to give you some love right now and show you some love and gratitude for bringing us together and introducing us. And here we are 11 years later, 12 maybe,
well,
still kicking it.
That it is all his fault. We're just going to blame him for everything. So thank you, Chuck. We do appreciate you. Dr. Chuck, we appreciate you. He's now Dr. Chuck.
Dr. Chuck.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. And so Elizabeth and I were in the studio a lot together. And one day she just picked something up off me. I was in a relationship at that time with someone who, well, whatever. We were very different. We've been, whatever. We were engaged. All this stuff, we were going to be married soon. We were going to get married in 2010. Yeah, that's right. We were supposed to get married in May of 2010. But Elizabeth picked up something one day. She picked up on his mother. Now, his mother did not like me very much. She kind of did, and then she wouldn't. And then she, because he would, like, tell his mom everything. about all of our fights and stuff. But Elizabeth picked up on her energy one day. I don't remember exactly what it was, but she knew, and it blew me away that she could pick that up just by being near me. And so from then on, she would tell me other things she was picking up. We go to Taco Bueno.
Anytime we had our lunch break or dinner break, and we would go to, we literally would go there. And I remember bringing my cards with me. And we would sit there and we would have our dinner, and then we would just discuss, you know, with the cards, what was going on, and still get back in time to still produce other shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that was,
it was so much fun. And now that I'm in Austin and she's still back in the Dallas area, I do still call her for readings. She's my go-to person. And there's just, and it's like when I know I'm going to get to meet with her that day, there's just such an excitement. It's like getting to open a present. What's she going to pick up on today? Or, you know, if I've been like, oh, I don't know what to do. I've been feeling stuck and I just need a little extra intuitive guidance. Elizabeth is who I call. So it's amazing to have her here. And we're going to, you know, we're going to see what we can pick up for you. And just what a treat. Anytime to have Elizabeth talk to me about my situation, it feels good. I like it.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you so much. And it's always an honor, you know, to be asked to do a reading for people. And, you know, I always find it to be it's a very humbling experience, because you never know really what's gonna happen. And all of us have gone through so many different changes in so many different ways, but I was really, really blessed. I find it extraordinary that there were so many of us that connected at that point and went on to go our separate ways, because we did. You know, all of us went in different directions. And then it's like all of us are being called back together again. It's like all of us needed to go and experience whatever it was that we needed to experience to come back so that we can all reconnect, because there's information, messages, people to talk to or to get other information from as well. So it's my honor. I'm just really, really honored to be here.
I really feel like the energy of our community is very Hierophant card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good card.
I have not found anything like it since. And I moved to Austin thinking that I would come here and just connect, have a deep soul connection to everyone I meet. I have had some deep soul connections. That is true. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been everyone I met, though.
Yeah. That's,
it's a small group.
Well, and what we're beginning to learn, you know, when we talk about things like be sure and it's all about find your tribe. Well, sometimes your tribe may consist of two people, or it may just consist of one other. You may be your own tribe and not have, you know, other individuals. But that is such an important thing. And I think other people, especially after COVID, recognize the fact that I never had any problems with it. And the main reason for me was because I'd been using Zoom for years. And so we'll just call up, you know, or send an email or text message out and say, hey, let's all do lunch. Let's all, you know, let's do Zoom. Let's do this. Let's talk about that. And we just all came together in that form and fashion. And we would read cards for each other. And how much longer is this going to last? Or what do you see is happening in this direction? Or how do you feel about all this stuff? And so for me, it was like I knew a long time ago that tribe people were important in my life. And so now it's like our job to go, it is very important to make sure that you have other people that you can talk to, feel confident enough to talk to other people about what you're thinking, how you're feeling. It's just, it's not just life. It's the way that we're living. So it's important. I think everybody needs to have someone that they can call and say, hey, I've got a question. What do you think? Or what are you picking up on this? And I had somebody call me this morning. She said, I know this is crazy, but I'm at a point where I don't know what I'm doing. So, well, you know, I'm that familiar with that technique. I know about that. And she said, can I just ask you a question? I said, yeah, sure. So she, you know, we talked a little bit. And it was like we wound up talking for about an hour. And it was strictly on that doesn't make sense. This doesn't feel right. I don't think that's a really good idea. Then she would throw something back out. Or then I would say, well, this is what's going on in my world. What do you think about, you know, what about this? And so it was really just really fun to have that, you know, interaction back and forth where we felt confident enough to discuss all this stuff. So, yeah, I love it. This is great. I love this stuff.
Yeah, me too. And I agree about the importance of community for sure. I was just thinking about that earlier. I think I need multiple people. Maybe two. More than one. Because sometimes people get busy and they're not there right when I need them. So maybe a few on backup.
Well, this is true, you know, and I can say that because my mom was an Aquarian. She had seven planets in Aquarius. And she really needed to have as many people as possible because it's true. If somebody were busy, she'd go to the next. If somebody else was busy, she'd go to the next. It's like, okay, well, that one person's, you know, okay, I'll check with this and I'll check with that. And she just needed a lot of, you know, different variety of people as well. Not just of metaphysical, but all kinds of people.
And she was amazing. She was so much fun. Mm-hmm. I loved her.
Yeah,
still
love
her.
Still is.
The love continues.
Still, absolutely. She's still hanging. She still makes my phone ding, and she still, you know, lets me know she's around. And it's like, I'm so appreciative. It's like, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
That's one of the things I want to say about you as well, is that you are also a medium. So you pick up on people in spirit coming through.
That's true. That's true. It's really interesting. I've always kind of had that kind of ability, but a lot of times I would just kind of poo-poo it off because it's like, really? For real, you were a clown, you know, honestly, you're telling me that's what, you know, and you just kind of dismiss those kinds of things. And then before my mom passed, there were certain things that we did discuss, and she wanted to know about the fact of what I, because she wasn't able to write her book, she had asked me if I would write one for her, and I said, absolutely, Mother, not a problem. And after she passed, then several months later, I get a phone call from a mutual friend of ours, Dina. And she said, I know you're going to think this is crazy, but I just heard like a message from your mom. And I'm going, really? Well, what did she say? She said, okay, if I ask you this question, I heard this voice and this voice said, yes, you'll say yes to it. So I'm going to ask you this question. I said, okay, well, what's the question? She said, we're doing a compilation book, and I'd like for you to be in it. Would you be in it? And I said, absolutely. And she said, it's just a chapter. I said, I don't care. I know exactly what the chapter's name is and blah, blah, blah. And Dina said, I can't get over this. I know this was your mother. And I said, well, my mom had asked me to write a book about her, and I don't have all that information, but I can certainly give you a chapter. And I know what the title is because she had already had it written down. And I actually had the documentation where Mother had literally written out the title of her book was called The Failure to Self-Destruct. And so that was the title of the chapter that I wrote. And what I wrote was the experience that I had in her death, what it was like. And the idea of how Reiki came into play and how certain people showed up in our world at just the most perfect time, and how everything was like synchronistic, and the different things that actually took place, and I was given gifts of all kinds of different things. And so it was like, wow, I really think we can have some sort of communication. And then after mother passed, and it was really one of those where I was just kind of like waiting, you know, really to get a sign. And to me, this was the biggest sign ever, because she had gone to somebody else, because I wasn't picking it up, but she had gone to somebody else because she had the information. And literally, the book became an Amazon bestseller. It's still out there today.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then
after that,
Dina,
we had two more.
I also.
Yes, you do.
And Dina's also intuitive. And y'all have something really, really cool coming up.
As a matter of fact, we are going to have what we believe, it is definitely what we think is the first, especially for Texas, especially for North Texas, is we are having a gallery. There are seven of us that are getting together in Plano at the Cox Building Playhouse, September 30th, and we are going to literally be doing a gallery, and it is going to be filmed. It is going to be turned into an independent film. It may be turned into a movie. We're not quite sure yet, but we're getting the people together from behind the scenes, but we're doing some of our advertising now. You can actually go and purchase your tickets now. There's an opportunity to have dinner with us the night before. There will be VIP seating, and it's not your typical kind of gallery. I mean, we're actually going to, you know, have some of us walk up into the gallery, and whatever we pick up, you know, we're going to share with as many people as possible. We'll actually have a drumming circle in the beginning where we'll actually be doing the drum sound to get people prepared. I think I'm going to be doing a hypnosis type script. I'm going to be working with Dina on that, but all of us are in the profession of, we all have our own personal clientele and all that, and we're just all coming together, first of all, to let people know that, you know, the metaphysical community is really, it's a strong community to be a part of, but it can be, they can pull people apart sometimes if you're not careful. And what we're trying to show is that you can have seven of us come together, be brothers and sisters, get along so well with each other, but y'all don't know what it's like beforehand. You don't know what it's like for us to get ready. Then after the show, then we're going to have another part of that explained as well, and that's going to be filmed. What it's like after we're finished. What do y'all do? You know, how do you get grounded again? What do y'all talk about? What do y'all do? And so it's going to take it from the realm of, this is what it's like in this profession. This is how many, you know, people are coming together. This is how we get along. This is how we support each other. This is what it's like at the end. And then it'll be put into an independent film.
I'm really excited My first, about that. And Dr. Murphy's going to be in there too.
That's right. He's going to be in there. There's seven of us. Dina is the director. Dina and I talked about this when we took our first class with Dr. Chuck about, I don't know, what, 15 years ago, something like that. I mean, it goes back quite some time. And Dina said, this is something. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the class we took. And that's when Dina said, I think this should be turned into a film or a movie of some sort. And I agree. I think you're right. Well, she goes her way, I go my way, and then we come together again when the radio station was created. So we came together on that, and then it was you and Dina and myself. Ooh. And Dr. Chuck and Sonny, and there was, you know, several other people. And then from there, literally, we all really went our, you know, in our own direction. But I had, you know, I was taking care of my mom at the time, and I couldn't go to a lot of places. And so I was really limited to what I could do. But from her, from Dina's thought, it's now come into like a, you know, it's happening now. So there's Dina, there's Dr. Chuck, there's myself. Carrie Glazer. Carrie, we have worked with because she was doing animal communication, so she's going to be in there. Carrie is also one of the hosts on all of our shows. She's on Psychic Night and mediumship Wednesday. She's doing our, you know, our VRP Wednesday. So, I mean, she's in most of our shows. And then there's Lawrence Jordan. Now, Lawrence, I met when we were at Spiritual Fitness Center back during the radio days, Spiritual Journeys Radio Network. And I met him and I said, can I interview you or you need to be on the show or something. And we had this, you know, immediate connection and, you know, whatever. So he goes his way and I go my way. And here we are all coming back together again. And then there's Patricia Dancing Elk, who I never really had the chance to work with on a personal, you know, like a one-on-one, but she is all about light languaging and how to understand it. And she's got a new book out right now. She has her own podcast going to talk about different people and what they do and all that. And so all of us are coming together to bring our gifts and our skills, but all of us have known each other for quite some time. So we calculated that what's going to happen is when you come to the show, you're going to have 174 years experience, because if you took the years of all of us and add them up together, it is about 174.
Wow. And I know it's going to be really powerful because, well, whenever you get that many people, not just those of you who are hosting, but everyone in the gallery, because chances are a lot of those people are in tune with their gifts too. It's just very powerful atmosphere and energy. But to be able to be in a room and possibly be read by all of these different personalities is pretty huge.
Well, and everybody recognizes that we will try to get to as many people as possible. Now, it's stadium seating, so we'll be able to look up and see people. And we're going to be on the main floor, which means we can walk around all over. You know, we can go to anybody that we need to. And we'll all have rocking chairs. So it's really, in the true sense of the word, Southern Fried Psychics. I mean, it literally is going in that direction. And we have our own radio show now. So we have Southern Fried Psychic Radio, and we're thinking of incorporating that. Right now, what we're doing is we're getting all the members of the gallery on the show so that everybody can talk about what they do and how we all came together and all that. And then later on, we may actually start our own show, you know. And then we're hoping to travel around, you know, the U.S. and go to different places as well. That would be a lot of fun, you know, to be able to go all over Texas. I mean, that would take, that's almost a lifetime right there. Going to Houston, going to Austin, going to San Antonio, coming back up to Dallas, going over to Fort Worth, just, you know, El Paso. You know, why not? Just all around.
Why not?
So we're looking forward to it. That's right. And, you know, maybe we could do a reality TV show. I mean, who knows? This is really just kind of putting it out there for other people to get together. But Dina's thought was like, you know, if you have like John Edward or anybody that's of a singular nature, you're just going to get an answer from one individual. So that puts a lot of stress on that one individual. With us, you're going to have the opportunity to have seven different people say either the exact same thing or bring in something else that maybe another person missed, which is, I really like that, because I've noticed that on the shows, when we do our shows, if Carrie doesn't come up with something, Luann will. And if she doesn't, I do. And it's like it's this energy that just gets magnified. So there is a benefit of having more than just one individual read for you. That's what we're doing right now. Go ahead.
No, you go.
It's really a lot of work. You know, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people who want to participate with products. We're looking at how we can advertise other individuals either here or, you know, all across the state. We're trying to make this as big of a deal as possible for other people to be exposed to other members of the community, so people will know what other people are doing. So it's taken off, and we've had some really good exposure. And we've had some people from out of state say, hey, I'm buying my tickets now, and have. So we're looking at maybe, I think we've got about 80 tickets left, or maybe a little bit, maybe a little more, maybe 85. But as closer we get to the September 30th date, the quicker they're gonna go. So anyway, if you want some information on that, you can always go to my Facebook page, or you can go to the Facebook page of Southern Fried Psychics. And my
Facebook page?
My Facebook page would be Elizabeth Harbin Psychic is my Facebook page. And Southern
awesome.
Fried Psychics is Southern Fried Psychics. It's got its own page. So, and we're putting, you know, we're cross-referencing everything. Everybody's taking everybody's information and they're scattering it out to all these different things. We just had a promo video taken. We had actually gone to the theater this past week. And so we now have a video out there of all of us hanging out, sending out the messages. Dr. Chuck was busy that day, so we actually had him on Zoom. So he was there with us, and so we all got to see what it was like. And, you know, those of us who hadn't been there before, it was just like watching a bunch of kids running around like, ooh, I can go here, ooh, I can go there. So the energy was very, very high. And it's going to be really exciting because that's a lot of energy. That's going to be a lot of energy. But, again, you will be in the movie. You know, we are going, it's going to be a 3-hour event. So it's not something like we're just going to zip in and zip out. There's going to be some time there. So it's from 3 to 6. And then later, you know,
it's
on for the rest of the day. It is. It will truly be an experience, especially for Plano. You know,
right.
So who knows where we'll go after this. LA,
well,
you know.
Anything is possible. The sky's the limit. And I know that you
that's
were
true.
Talking about the power in having multiple people read for you, and that's kind of what we're doing here tonight.
That's true. I like it because you don't know what gifts other people have, and why not utilize as many people as possible. I used to think it was kind of distracting, but now that I've been in this field forever, it has come to me like, yeah, that person has value. Let's see what they have to say. Speaking of which, we actually have somebody on the line. You want to go and let's answer and see what we can
let's
do.
Talk to them.
All right,
yeah.
Hold on 1 second. We will do that. Caller 2933, you were live and on the air with Leanne and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Leanne. It's Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Carly. It's Elizabeth.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I don't know. I'm not prepared. I'm not sure.
Well,
that's
Leanne,
okay.
You want to go first?
If you've got something, I know Carly, so I'm going to let you go first on this.
Well, the first thing that I got, Carly, is that there are some changes that are going to be coming for you.
Okay.
I'm not talking about something like, oh God, something's coming for you. What I'm talking about is that there are some, you know, changes that are going to be happening. Some I think you already are getting a glimpse of. There will be more happening. This is going to be like the year of change for you. A lot of different things. How happy are you with your job?
That's a great question. So I have my actual job right now, and that I would say I'm maybe not too happy with, but I'm also starting a business right now and really blossoming into my coaching career. So I'd say in that aspect, I'm doing really well.
Well, I would really suggest you continue with the coaching. And I say this because Okay, so what I get is the Archangel Michael is connected to you quite strongly, which tells me that your life is purposeful, so you're here for a reason.
Definitely.
The other thing that I get is that you have a message to give other people, and it could be from a spiritual nature, it could be from any kind of nature, but you have something to say. And it's the same kind of feeling that I get even with Leanne. She has something to say, and she will have her soul group that she needs to speak to. You're going to have the same. And I am being pushed into saying, yes, absolutely, this is the direction that is going to bring your soul the most joy. It's going to be one of those where you're going to connect to people probably globally, because this is not just one location. It's like you're going to have connections all over the place. So it is also a global type situation. Is your grandmother in spirit?
She's not. Well, one of them is actually.
Okay. Because I've got a grandmother here who is kind of like pushing in on the conversation. So it's like she wants to let, it's like she wants me to let you know that she's watching over you. She's going to help. Okay. So what she's going to help do, because she's over on the other side, is kind of direct or lead other individuals who are going to need your services to you. She's a big fan of yours. She's also very supportive of you. She wants to let you know that obviously she's doing, you know, really well. She's trying to communicate with you. The idea of her trying to communicate with you is one of those where I really think you'll be able to see more of her as you get into your business sense, this business and communicating with other people. But she really strikes me funny. She has a kind of a wicked sense of humor. And so for her, it would be if you see hummingbirds, that's her. It's like,
okay,
I'm over here, I'm over there, I'm going over here, I'm going over there. She's just zipping around all over the place. So if and when you have a hummingbird come into your view, or you see it in a picture, or something happens, just know that that is her watching over you and just coming around to say hi, basically.
That's so cool.
There's going to be a lot of changes. Go ahead, Leanne.
I was going to say, I have been, it's weird that you're talking about hummingbirds, because I've been seeing I have seen an increase in hummingbirds, like out of control. But one thing I'm going to add to this, Carly, I do know you kind of in real life. I know you. And I have a read on your energy too. And of course, Elizabeth doesn't know you or anything about you, but Elizabeth,
right,
I will say that you're right on. Carly does have a message. I find myself even wanting to know what Carly's doing. I've seen her read things off of people. She's fit truth. And stuff that I've seen too, and I'm going to completely agree with that. And Carly, I just pulled a card for you real quick to see what came up. Page of Pentacles. I know you know tarot and you know what that's all about. And for me, what that really represents, I do see it as a symbol of being on the right path of bringing in more financial abundance for yourself. And as you continue to study how to start a new business, as you continue to build your coaching skills and all of the things, all the tools that you're using in your business, I do feel like you are on the right path. And I do agree with everything that Elizabeth said about you having your audience of people to speak to and your soul group. And I feel like there's an intersection. And I think that is with all of us. You know, like we have we have our soul group and our soul family and then like the oversoul and all the things. And I feel like we're all intersecting in some way. All of us, we're connected in some way together.
Yeah.
And then we have our own little audiences, so to speak, that we're speaking to. But, yeah, I think you are incredibly gifted. And so
well,
thank
one
you.
Of the- One of the things I'd like to add, and I'm sorry about all of us walking over each other, but it's going to happen. One of the things that I find really fascinating is the fact that what I'm hearing is that you've been called into service. And what that means is that, again, we go back to the Archangel Michael, who, you know, he supports you. He defends you. It's like he's got a sword, he's got a shield. It's like, you know, I will defend you for because he's the defender of truth. He's the righter of wrongs. And what you're being called into service to do is to speak your truth so that all these other people can find their pathway. Even if it's in a business, that's half the battle. What's my pathway? I don't even know where to go. And it's going to be you giving them the opportunity to hear an individual speak truth about a business, because you're going to be required to be very direct and very honest about things. If it looks like it's going to be, you know, profitable, then you would tell them. If it's not, then you would let them know that as well. You need to go in maybe a different direction, or let's work on that from a different perspective. But the only other thing that I caution you about, and I must do that because one of the things that I also hear is that you're also an extreme empath, which means sometimes what can happen is that you can pick up so many pieces of information off of other people. You want to make sure, you know, is that person's information or is that your information that you're getting? You know, you could be in the car and pick up something from somebody that drives by and not even be aware that you're actually picking up some information. So I just want you to be aware that you can pick up a lot of information. So I want you to make sure you're protecting your energy, protecting your space, because it's a sacred space. In you is a sacred, you know, you are a child of the universe, and we have to make sure that everybody is aware that even as old as I am, as much as I know this stuff, it's not like I don't know, but I had a situation where I was going to be in a location that required me to be in an energy space of someone that I had known about and knew kind of, you know, the energy was a little wonky or whatever. And I had a situation where it was like in my face where a thing happened and it was like, oh my God, boy, I just barely escaped that one. And that's been within the past couple of months. And it's like, well, have you done anything to protect yourself? And I'm going, no. Well, you're, you know, it's like, duh. So you need to talk your talk. Well, walk your walk if that's what you're going to do. So I cannot stress that enough, because as the we're going into what they call the new earth, the new energy, sometimes negativity looks for the positive of other people. And we have to just be very, very aware. And that goes to anybody that's listening, you know, all over the world, just, you know, wherever this goes, people need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
that's so active for me.
You're going to be busy, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't forget us when you get real busy, okay?
Oh, I definitely won't. You'll be the first ones to hear about it.
Oh, awesome. Leanne, you have anything else you want to add to her read?
I'm just going to agree with the importance of protecting your energy. And, you know, I don't know how many people know this about me, but because I haven't mentioned it recently. I used to talk about it all the time, but I am an angel communicator. I talk to angels all of the time. Like I have conversations with them while I'm making my lunch. And I start my day calling in always Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and then whoever I want to work with during the day. So that is something that I'm a big believer in. For me, it's angels. Everyone has their thing. But I keep crystals in my car. I keep the evil eye in my car. I have two different evil eyes in my car, like all the amulets, all the things, to make sure that I have some sort of spiritual armor when I go out. Because as I was saying at the start of the show, what got me going down this path is when I heard the word empath. And when I found out like what that really meant, and I didn't understand my sensitivity or how my emotions changed so much and how I could pick up on things around people. And like people would seem so nice to some people, but I'd be like, something's up with that guy. And everyone thought I was crazy, but then I turned out to be right. That over and over again. And that is that was my first step, is finding out, oh my gosh, I'm very sensitive and I can feel everybody's everything. As a result of that, I hardly go anywhere. I just exist in my little bubble with my puppy where I can be safe. But if I am gonna leave the house, you better believe that I gotta have my armor on. So,
that's right, and
yeah,
it's really no joke. Seriously, that is really no joke. You have to be prepared, because the easiest time to get me is when I'm not paying attention. And if I'm out in the car, I'm so concentrating on where am I going, you know, what am I doing, and blah, blah, that I can let that guard go down because I'm thinking of other things. So because we know there's a lot of negativity around the world, not just in here, but we're talking around the world, because it's like Mother Earth is going, okay, enough of this. It's like she's got all these fleas and she's ready to just shake all this stuff off. Well, with this shaking, that would be earthquakes, that would be really severe weather, that would be volcanic activity. Now, God knows, we're really starting to see a lot of volcanic activity, you know, pick up. The only thing that concerns me a little bit is the weather situation as far as storms. We are seeing, honest to goodness, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we are seeing the weirdest weather ever. We are seeing baseball-sized hail more often, and it's doing major damage. And so we know that there is a, you know, there's a major shift here. So we want to be very, you know, weather aware and things like that, and to be sure and send out as much positive energy as we can. But it goes right back to what Leanne is talking about, being protected, carrying your crystals, you know, using the evil eye. I've got a bunch of evil eyes all around the house. You know, that's interesting. Yeah. I did not put anything in the car. Maybe I need to do that as well. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to make myself a note right now. Thank you. I need to have something like that in the car. Yeah. Like, duh. Okay. Right. Evil eye in car. Make people wonder what I'm doing.
For many times.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Always keep them guessing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Well, we appreciate your calling in, and we thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, hon, take care.
All right.
Okay, bye. Okay, we actually have another caller, so we'll get to that in just a second. I do find that very interesting about her being called into service, because that's one of those situations where you just know that this person has something to say. And I agree with you. It's like just waiting. Like what does she have to say? Oh, the other thing that I forgot to mention is that it also feels like there's a book out there for her to write as well. So I'm just throwing that out there. There's a book out there for her to write.
There's a book.
Mm-hmm. There's a book. Like her experiences, or there's more to, there's more to come. You know?
I've actually heard her say something similar about this. I think she does have a project in mind. I think that would have resonated. And if she's listening right now, I think that she'll understand what that means. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely there. There's information there, and it's like as she's progressing and going forward, it's all the notes that she's creating for her business will actually be part of the notes that she's going to put into the book, because it'll be something that she'll be able to offer her new clients, or she will come up with a thing or questionnaire where people can actually take their test to see where it is that they need to be going or something along those lines. But there is something pertaining to that that she's going to be working with. And I understand the thing about the business, because businesses change. It's not the same that it used to be. Everything is different in the market now. It is all totally different. And one of the things that I've been working on since, I guess maybe since December of last year, is I came up with a hypnosis group. And we have been doing hypnosis on Zoom for well over 6 to 7 months. And I've actually had private clientele that I've been working with for 12 to 18 weeks using hypnosis pertaining strictly to women in business. So I know that energy is working as well. One of the clients that I've been working with, she has an opportunity to go to a major business conferencing coming up, and it has the potential just to her business to explode. And we've been working like every week, just a certain script to come in and working with her. She's taken the course twice. It's like, oh, can I get enough? And it's like, well, okay, it's not going to hurt you. It's only going to help you, So I know there's, other things that are coming into play for people to do, in other words. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think so. And, when we were taking some of the classes, people were getting back in touch with me and going, look, I can't wait a whole month. Can I get a boost? It's like, well, yeah, sure. We can do that. That's not a problem. So people were just, saying, hey, I think I need a boost. And it's like, okay, it's almost like getting a B12 shot. Can I have a B12 shot too? It's like, yeah, we can do a boost. That's not a problem. We can do that. And it's exciting to me because it's bringing in the information like from Dolores Cannon, who, oh my God, what an incredible hypnosis practitioner, hypnosis therapist this individual was, and what all this information that she learned. And, this individual was just brought into my existence like last year. And it's like, wow, from her, it's like, yeah, you can do that, and you can do all these, and here's, some of the stuff that you can do. So I'm, looking forward to taking some of her classes from her individuals that have learned from her. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be just another tool to add to the toolbox.
And I think that really goes in line with the Page of Pentacles, which is about, I'm getting like a continue of, or learning something new. But right even before we started this call, I was reading a little post just about the importance of always being a student. And especially as an entrepreneur, you got to always be learning. You got to always be evolving. You don't have to, do that, but if you want to move forward, you do.
So, well, there's always something new to learn. There is always something evolving. There is always a different way of doing things. And if we've learned anything, if you're not flexible in this day and time, you're not going to succeed. You will fail. And we're trying to get people not to do that. We've learned there's a toolbox, and what your job is to put your tools and your gifts and your skills in your toolbox. So that way, if you have a certain situation, I can marry people. I can do that. I'm a minister. But I can also do hypnosis on people that are having situations that they want to enhance their livelihood. Or there's people that I can read for. Or there's people that I can do counseling for. I also do mentorship. So it's like, there's all these different ways that you can get your message out to different individuals and not be stuck in one thing, because you cannot survive in just one thing. You really need to have multiple options. Don't you think so? I mean, don't you think
honey.
That's true?
Oh, yes. I was even saying the other day, one of the phrases that I hate to hear is, you need to niche. No, I don't want a niche. I don't want to distill myself down to one thing or two
mm-hmm.
things. I'm all of these things. And I know I can't be all these things to everybody, but I don't care. I don't want, but anyway, whatever. I don't like the idea of niching. I know
well,
it's
I agree
important.
With you.
I know that's what people say you're supposed to do, but I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel. I'm an Aquarius. I don't do what people say you should do. That's not what I don't do that. So I don't
just
believe
not
in
even me. Close. Nope, not going to happen. Just not even close.
Not
I've seen her in action,
I'm
people.
I'm going to do what I want to do.
She's going to do what she wants to do. It's just, you know, all you can do is say it would be a suggestion, you know, and that's all you can say. It's only a suggestion, and, you know, if you want to, if you choose to take it, that's great. If not, that's okay, too. I agree with you 100%. Again, it's, you know, if I was just in the, what I started out doing was being an entertainer, and I worked with my mentor, and we worked, you know, all the major hotels from a particular company here in Dallas that hired us. And so we were dressing up as gypsies, and I had the gypsy card, and I had the gypsy outfit and the whole bit, and, you know, all the major hotels and ballrooms and all this stuff. If I had stayed in that and not expanded, I just cannot imagine it to what I would have missed. I would have just been stuck doing, you know, fairs or whatever, and not had the opportunity to go into radio. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do hypnosis. I wouldn't have had all the opportunities of, you know, like being in the movie. I wouldn't have had that opportunity. So yeah, I can't stress it enough. This is about everybody getting into new things. Well, we've got another caller. So let's get into that next
let's
call.
Let's invite him on.
Okay, let's go. Caller 2340, you are live and on the air with Leanne and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. Whatever you guys can get that's coming up for the next couple weeks for me. I have like a lot of things going on at once.
There is a lot of craziness there. You are going through a really interesting cycle, that's for sure. One of the things that I hear is there's like a change of pace that's going to be coming for you. Again, I get the number 3 with you, so that's either 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months. A lot of this stuff is going to cycle itself down. It's not going to be nearly as crazy as what's happening right now. Are you looking for another job? Are you looking for something new?
Yes.
Okay, give this a little bit of time. Again, I'm asking my angels and guides, and I'm coming up with 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. There's something new on the horizon for you. It's going to be coming for you. It's like all of this energy that you've been spending trying to find a job, get a job, have a job. It's going to be rewarded. In other words, it's going to be paying you back for all of the sacrifices that you've been doing.
Cool. Appreciate
okay.
it.
You betcha. Leanne, you want to throw anything out there?
I am not getting anything off of the short amount of time I got to listen. I need more.
That's okay.
I got nothing.
That's okay. So Colin, we're gonna leave this with you only because we're kind of running down on time. But again, I want to leave that with you. The number 3. That's also like the Holy Trinity. So it's 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, and it definitely pertains to job because it feels like it's going directly to that, and you should be getting news just really, really soon, really short.
Cool. You mean like a job, right?
A job.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. You betcha. Thank you so much for calling.
right. Thank you. You too.
You too. Uh-huh. So anyway, okay, that's our time's almost up. That's the fastest hour of my life. Good Lord. Gee whiz. Okay, so, I mean, didn't we just get started?
It does feel that way, but it always feels that way when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, it's like before we get turned around, it's like, oh, my God, girl, an hour and a half has gone by.
I know. I'm thinking about something that we talked about before we even started. You've mentioned people being called into service, and we were talking about that before the show. And I said, yeah, sometimes they send the call to voicemail, and you're like, yes, and then they forget to go back and listen. And it makes me think of, I mean, I started this podcast in 2010, and I've done this thing, and you've seen me do it, where I pick it up, and then I send it to voicemail, and then I pick it back up, and then I send it back to voicemail, and I'm picking it back up again, because I, too, have been hearing my own call. And so the person who just called, you know, when you said a job, what I heard is not a job, but a career. And I wanted to really think about, were you going to say something, Elizabeth? I don't want to cut you off.
No, I was absolutely, it was like I'm shaking my head, and people should just know that I'm shaking my head, yes. Like, yes, that's it. It's a career. Absolutely.
And I want us to, because I want to believe that most everyone who's listening knows and understands the power of our thoughts and the ability to create anything that we want to create. And so when I'm thinking about this term career, I know what I used to think that meant, and my idea of what that means is changing, and it's really doing something that you love and you're passionate about, but I feel like, just as we were talking about with Carly, it's about an opportunity to show up and serve in a way that only you can. And
it's true.
You know, when you're doing what you love, you never work a day in your life, right? And isn't that the ultimate goal? Isn't that what we all want?
Just
create financial freedom, doing something that feels exciting to us and has us just like hopping out of bed every morning excited to get to do what we do?
Absolutely. I agree
with
that
100%. Dream, baby.
So if you're around people and after you leave them you're really, really tired or you feel like you're just spent, then something's wrong. In other words, maybe they're really more of an energy vampire type situation instead of somebody that's really wanting to support you in your career. But when you're in a job like today, I've been so excited about this all day, actually all week. And it's like you get so hyper and then, you know, you're trying to calm down. It's like, okay, I need to calm down. I need to be paying attention. I need to be listening to what's going on. And then we go through that and it's like, wow, you know. Well, hon, we got 90 seconds left. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting me be on this show with you. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope we can do it again.
Me too. Thanks for letting me put Life Aquarian on your network.
Hey, thank you for being on the network. I mean, make it so network. It is really globally listened to.
Well, I am so delighted. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. We appreciate you. Much love. See you next week.
Okay. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
In accordance with the laws in several countries, we must point out that all psychic readings given here on Make It So Network are subject to interpretation and should not be taken as absolute. All readings given by Make It So Network psychics are for entertainment purposes only, and no guarantee can be given as to the accuracy of a reading. Readings on Make It So Network do not replace professional medical, legal, business opinions and advice. Make It So Network and its owners, members, affiliates, partners, family members and associates assume no legal liability for any damages, losses, or other consequences of any client decisions, subsequent to, or based on readings provided here. By accepting a reading on Make It So Network, you are confirming that you are 18 years old or over. Thank you again for joining us and have a great week. Thank you for joining us. Until we reconnect, stay healthy and hopeful. We realize that these are stressful times and we encourage you to seek professional connections if you or a loved one are having suicidal thoughts. Please go to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255-TALK or text HELLO to 741741, which is the crisis text line. Both are free, open 24/7, and they will respond. Good night.
This is psychic medium Carrie Glazer, and you're listening to Make It So Network.